Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we said, the FOFs, the Friends of Foyer, are in full effect today. On the day that Tom Brady walks away from professional football, this time we think for good. 1102 Gresham Foyer here with you on WEEI, Boston and New England Sports Original. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, multiple-time world champion. I guess technically he would now be an FOF, a Friend of Foyer, as we determine on this show. It is Teddy Bruschi. Teddy, it's Gresham Foyer. Good morning. Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate it, Chris. Heck yeah, FOF, Friend of Foyer. I'll take it. I'll take it. Anytime my man gives me a text and says the show needs something, all right. So we got something to talk about here.
Oh, boy. I mean, listen, I mean, I've been watching ESPN. I feel like you've been on since like 6 a.m. this morning or whenever it was that the word got out. The bat phone probably rang. And I guess your initial reactions to the official retirement of one Tom Brady.
You got a video this time, so yeah. You're looking right into the eyes of Tom, and I actually got a little emotional myself in terms of just feeling what he felt there, knowing him and how just brightly the fire burns in terms of competing for championships when he says he's retiring, and then those last two words, for good. And you see him get emotional, a little bit choked up, and start tearing up a little bit. I'm trying to understand and help everyone understand that's listening how hard it was for him to say that. This is the ultimate, you know, I'm just worried about the next championship, the next win. The person that's saying I'm done competing and I'm actually choosing not to compete anymore. That was my reaction to it initially, because it's just to see the words and the expression of Tom's and have that him say that was something I was not ever, something I never thought I would see.
And Teddy, to add a layer to that, Foyer and I talked about this in the first hour, a lot of guys kind of either age out or their body kind of gives out on him. The amazing part of this is that at 40 flipping 5 years old, this dude still has to make the tough choice to leave game on the field for him to walk away. I don't know if we're ever going to see anything like it.
Yeah, well, you won't. I mean, this is, I think, the one thing we didn't achieve in 2007, achieving that perfect record and the perfect season. Tom just achieved it in terms of a career. It was perfection of a career. He really had everything going. He wasn't the betrothed one, the number one overall pick that everyone looked to and like, you're the answer, you're the savior. He was, you know, everybody knows the 199th pick, and that immediately made him relatable to everyone on the team. Here's the backup quarterback that's trying to find his way and grind and form relationships with the team, because if he's not liked, he's going to get cut, you know, and that's sort of the role of the backup quarterback. That all the way to being the person that's looked to set the standard. In between all of that, he had a comeback where he had the torn ACL, where he had to deal with that. He switched teams to go somewhere else to prove he could do it outside of New England, and he did it there also. I don't know what you could ask from a career. It was the perfect career, and it's a congratulations to him. I mean, fellas, it's truthfully, should have known. I should have known because of all the conversations I've had with Tom. And he's like, Teddy B, 45, on air, on the record, or off the record, it's 45. And we're like, whatever, man. You're not going to get 45. It's not going to happen. But basically, he would say to you, 40 effing five. And we should have known. You know, he got it, and he accomplished that. And, you know, just congratulations to my friend.
So we're talking to Teddy Bruschi on the Harbor One Hotline. And I'm just – I feel like every player has this, I don't know, call it a come-to-Jesus moment when they really, you know, I'm retiring for good this time. Like, you had yours, I had mine. Like, what do you think was going through his head when he decided? Do you think it was just like, hey, you know what? I wake up, today's the day. Or do you think it was like more premeditated?
Yeah, I don't think anything's not calculated with Tommy. And even so, let's think about the timing of this. This is a week that is the bye week into the Super Bowl. There's no really football game coming up that has the attention. He would never want to take the attention away from the Super Bowl, which is why it's done right now in the middle of a week of the bye week. And this can all be talked about for a couple days, and then all the attention can go back to Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and the Chiefs. That's another thing that's probably he thought of. He didn't want to do this during Super Bowl week and everything be about him. That's the humility of Tom also. Let's get this out the way so these two teams can go out and get their championship.
Teddy, I don't know if there was a moment, and I say this, I use the word wacko as respectfully as possible because there is a part of the guy that is a wacko, whether it's the competitiveness, the work ethic, whatever. Was there a moment maybe on the practice field or in the locker room where you're like, this guy's a wacko, but he's my kind of wacko?
Yeah, that was, I think the best example I can give to that is when we all made the Pro Bowl together after we beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl and we had just gone back to back. And back in those days, the Pro Bowl was played and then teams were announced, the representatives were announced, and then the last ones in the locker room are going to be the Super Bowl champions. So out of the AFC Pro Bowl locker room, you know, the Steelers, we had beaten the championship game, so they were the second to last, and then we were about to be introduced. And Tom looks to myself and Vinatieri and Izzo was a Pro Bowl special teamer. And I think Seymour was there also. And he says, nobody's ever won three in a row. And Gresh, fellas, I still had confetti on the bottom of my cleats from the celebration in Jacksonville. And, you know, as dedicated and addictive and, you know, obsessed as that is, you love it. But it's like, bro, I'm trying to relax right now. We're all just trying to relax and enjoy this Pro Bowl. And we're about to be introduced as the world champion. And you're talking about three in a row. I'm not there yet. But he was. And I think he had been there ever since. Maybe a day after we had won it. And that's just the standard that a lot of us couldn't uphold. But it was just the addiction that was Tom Brady to winning championships and multiple championships. That's all he did it for.
Do you think what are your thoughts on the whole one-day contract thing? I mean, returning back to New England, we've been discussing that a little bit. Do you think that's something he would be open to or – and the crass would be open to as well?
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Tom has, maybe he won't admit this. Maybe he will, but there's a lot of Coach Belichick in him. There's a lot of Bill in Tom in terms of how his foundation was started and the beliefs and how he got to be in the way he was. And I remember specifically Bill, Tom might've been present where he really doesn't like that. The whole one-day contract thing and retire and all this stuff. What's that even for? You know, I think Tom would. I think
he said it like Bill too, which is great.
You went right into Bill mode.
That's the way I see it. It's like, man, you were here. We said goodbye. It's all good. Now you did it. Okay, no, that's good. I don't know if I even want to see that. To tell you the truth, you know, Tom he's. Man, a part of me thinks he became more than the Patriots, really. I mean, to go and do what he did in Tampa and then, man, just to bring people, you know, together to win that championship, I mean, he's shown so much more since his time here in New England that there's so much more to him. So I don't know if that's going to happen.
So, okay, so the other aspect of it is, you know, they don't retire numbers here in New England for the Patriots. They have the Hall of Fame. I get it. Yeah. But I do think there is, like, if Ray Lewis has a statue for the Baltimore Ravens, like, shouldn't Brady kind of have some sort of, I don't know, something?
Yeah, right.
Something, right? I get it. The one-day contract, I get it. It's a little goofy sometimes. It's stupid. But how do you reward him or memorialize him for the career that he had?
Yeah, I agree. Man, I think that'd be a great gesture. And I know the retired number thing is, I don't know where that goes. So it'd be the first ever. I know there were retired numbers before. I remember being a rookie and walking down and thinking, tips number. Nobody's ever going to wear that and all this. And so these retired numbers thing. And then that sort of went away. And I don't know how they feel about that there anymore. I think, I don't know, some type of, I would love a statue of Tom outside the stadium. He is what that success is, those six banners up there. And I would love to hear his opinion on that, you know, in terms of if he would even want that. Now, I think that would be something not immediate, maybe not next year, but maybe in 3 years he would say, you know what, I think that'd be cool, because I think it's going to take Tom some time to make the transition. Because I remember having a conversation when he's like, Brew, it's going to be tough for you to transition past football. But I want to turn that back on him and say, no. It's going to be tough on you, man. And it's going to take him a little bit of a while to understand that, wait, I don't need to do all these things that I was doing before. So what's my life going to be like? I mean, and the last thing that he's thinking about right now is how New England is going to, you know, honor him in a certain way. I'd say in about 3 years, those conversations can start.
Hell, he played his way into a raise. That's the crazy thing. This guy's now going to be working for more money. So if he ever gets to the point to where he's like, that $37.5 million a year to call football games, I'm sure will help him. Teddy, I do want to ask you, kind of, if you would be kind enough to pull back the curtain a little bit, because we have talked about Tom Brady, the football player.
Yeah.
Who is Tom Brady, the person, to Teddy Bruschi?
Well, that's a very deep question there, Gresh. This is one of my best friends, and not only to have him as a teammate early in his career, but to pretend watch him as an analyst and our friendship actually continue. I mean, this is a guy that I would talk on the phone with, and we would have conversations about our family. And how can I tell you how genuine he's been as a friend to me for, I mean, shoot, two decades. I mean, I can't really tell you. But okay, here. I'm talking to Tom one time on the phone, and I'm telling him how Dante, my son, is playing quarterback as a freshman football player. And Tom says, no, Dante's playing quarterback? And I say, yeah. He says, okay, hold on a second. I'm going to FaceTime you. And so we hang up off the phone, and he FaceTimes me back. And I say, yeah, what's up, man? He says, bring me up to Dante. And I'm like, what? He's like, no, bring me up to him. I want to talk to him. So I go up the stairs talking to Tom on FaceTime, realizing that I think Tom's in his pajamas, actually, and he has a knee brace on when he had a knee injury and all of that stuff. And then I go up to my room, and I say, Dante, Mr. Brady wants to talk to you. And he's like, yeah, what's up? My son's in his underwear. Okay, so we're FaceTiming Tom in his pajamas, and Dante's in his underwear. And Tom says, hey, Dante, show me how you hold the football. So Tom continues. So Tom continues to show Dante and tell him how to hold the football and what his stance should be in his room, while my son's in his underwear and Tom's like in his pajamas. And that's just that's who it was all the time. And I think Tom needs to realize that how he's thanking everyone for his career, we all need to be thanking him for the standard that he showed of being a teammate, a friend, an individual, how he was classy with the media, for so often under such controversial even times, he was just the perfect example of what young players and young and fathers that have sons that are playing the game should really look to and say, that guy did it right.
Well, we thank you for making some time. I know you're on the FOF list, and you probably got Mad Dog Russo there waiting to scream at you in about 10 minutes over something. You know what I mean? But Teddy Bruschi is going to be I worked for him for a year. He is – talk about an interesting human being. Holy cow. There's a whole show in that as well. But, Teddy, thanks for the time, man. It really means a lot you hopped on. Great stories, great perspective on Tom Brady. Thank you. I'm sure we are among the many that you're going to have to talk to today up there at the Four Letter Network, and we appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Teddy.
All right, fellas. My pleasure. I don't mind telling stories about my buddy like
that. Oh, it's so much fun. Thanks, right, buddy.
Thanks, Teddy. Great stuff from Teddy Bruschi. Good job out of you getting that done.
No, dude, it's a team effort.
That was great. And what an awesome story at the end.
The greatest thing about it, he's right on so many different levels. I mean, I've had similar situations with him with my own son, like with just kids. The feelings, when you sit down with Tom, he gives you his attention. He doesn't look through you, look past you. He pays attention. It really is uncanny, like the amount of how willing he is to give you his undivided attention when everybody wants something from him. That, to me, is an aspect that doesn't get played up enough.
That's interesting.
Teddy was great.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, more Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
It's 12 o'clock. Let's talk to our friend Tom Curran from NBC Sports Boston here at Gresh and Poirier. Tom E., brought to us by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. By Awaken 180 Weight Loss, become your own success story by dropping the weight holding you back. Starts with just one call to Awaken 180. And by Unified Office, where they help businesses maximize every incoming call at unifiedoffice.com. Tommy Curran with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Good afternoon, Tommy.
Hello, fellas. How's everything?
We're great. I don't know if we're as good as Bill Belichick. What do you make, Tommy, of some of the video of hands-on Bill? I think he's taking supervisory coaching role to another level.
I think he's always like that, Gresh. Christian, correct me if I'm wrong, but he loves to teach. This is the best time of year for him. I mean, he's away a little bit from – he gets to evaluate, he gets to teach, which is something that he always loved at the rookie minicamps especially. So, yeah, I think it's kind of standard fare for him to be a hands-on supervisory guy. What I'm interested in is how the division of power and division of labor is going with that coaching staff and how well – and what the general, I guess, vibe around the coaching staff is, their level of enthusiasm and optimism right now.
So, Tommy, has there been any, I guess, any updates on the O-line search with Adrian Clem? That's the last I heard of it, and I haven't heard any other names. Are they still looking for that position?
Old boy Ryan Wendell was brought in, I believe, for a meeting. So he's a former Patriots center, and he was brought in to have the tires kicked. But I think what will be interesting to watch is, despite that flurry of transparency we saw a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if there'll be a whole mess of announcements as to staff changes and promotions. Like, even with Gerard Mayo, I've been trying to say, hey, can we get a lot of foreplay a couple of weeks ago? Do we get any closure on this? And I'm hearing a whole lot of nothing back. I could see we're not going to find out until they put out the media guides exactly what different coaches are doing. But we'll get to that maybe next month when we see Bill at the owners' meetings at the end of March.
Yeah, Tom, it was interesting that on that flight out, it was Bill, the two co-defensive coordinators, let's call them, Bill O'Brien, and then Joe Judge was in that mix as well. Is the assumption that Joe Judge goes back to special teams coordinator, or is that putting the cart before the horse, in your opinion?
I would guess that would be where he's trending towards, see if he embraces it or not. But that is just, that's me spitballing, honestly. Right. I don't have a solid answer for that. Like I said, they've kind of gone a little bit quiet, and they're out of town right now, so I don't have a lot on which way different guys are going. I think Bill's probably letting things declare.
Yeah, and don't you think, like, to your earlier comment, it's like, I feel like the hard part's done.
Right.
Yep. The hard part's done. We got the coordinator, and that was the biggest issue. Now, I guess it's just all about, I guess, adding pieces or removing pieces, right?
Yeah, and seeing how guys fit together in any job, whether it's radio, writing, TV, coaching, playing. How do we fit together? We need a week or two to figure it out. We need to see where we need to add things. There's no massive rush. You don't want to drag your feet as they did last year a little bit or in past years. But let guys kind of declare, what does Bill O'Brien think of the players on hand? What does he think once he gets, you know, eyeballs deep on Cole Strange and David Andrews and Ramondre Stevenson and the need to add more players around, you know, Stevenson? Do you bring back Harris? I think there's so much on their plates right now that I don't blame them for taking it slow, because I really think that O'Brien's addition can have a 2 or 3 win impact on this team. And not only that, it can have an impact that is felt because of what they went through last year. They were in the desert, and now they're being handed a glass of water with some optimism. Glass of water after you're in the desert always tastes a lot better. Mm. Not that I've been in the desert. Than if you were just out there on a hot day.
Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston with Gresh and Fourier. Where do you come down on putting the valuation on Jacoby Myers in free agency?
The Patriots will likely roll the dice and allow him to hit free agency so that he gets probably confirmation that nobody else sees him as a $14 or $15 million player. Remember, the franchise tags were projected yesterday. Wide receiver franchise tag is $19 million. So that is often a place keeper for players that a team wants to retain. And after you use that, you know, placeholder on them, when that player renegotiates, he's looking for that amount per year going forward. Jacoby Myers is not a $100 million five-year player. To me, he's about a four-year, $44 million player. And part of that is based on the fact that they've gotten 4 years of production out of him for $6 million. I know you're not supposed to do that, but he's been their best receiver for 3 years. If you get 8 years for $50 million out of Jacoby Myers and he averages 70 catches and 750 yards and two touchdowns, that's fine with me. Eight into 50 goes what? Six. Yep. You're fine. Big deal.
Yeah, so when you look at that, so as far as the guys that are left on the roster now offensively, and I love how all we do is think about the offensive side. When you look at the defensive side, all I'm doing during this, you know, postseason Super Bowl run is trying to figure out if Matthew Slater is still in the weight room, like he's still showing up, and then Devin McCourty is like doing every show imaginable. Like where do you stand with those two guys?
Haven't spoken to Devin last week on the podcast. He didn't really indicate anything. So I'm going on the things I saw. I mean, I'm going to the weight room probably at some point this week, and I'm definitely not playing in the league next year. I think that Slater did everything possible to indicate that I'm all set. I'm moving on. So even if he's staying in shape and using the facility, I don't know. Until he gives some kind of an indication that from a podium that undoes what he, you know, kind of showed at the end of the year, then I'm presuming that he's done. And same thing with Devin. So I wouldn't think that either one of those guys will be back, but it does speak to the leadership need and goes back to Jacoby Myers too. He's a good leader. He's one of your better leaders. He's one of your younger leaders. He's done a lot. Do you want to lose a guy like that?
Tommy, I know that the Patriots are going through the beginning of the evaluation process of the guys coming into the league from college football. Do you think this draft will be a, we need to match need with our picks, or will Bill Belichick look at it like he always does, that if there's a great corner at 14, the rate's higher than maybe a guy who could come in and play tackle, that he kind of goes that way? I'm curious where you land on how Bill and Bill O'Brien and his staff of people who are now, they're all in the family, they're all trustworthy now. How do you think they go about building this football team, and in particular, the use of the draft?
You cannot have a football team that can't protect its quarterback when it's a quarterback who needs protection. Well, he's not a restart the play by a massive amount of time quarterback. And as such, if you don't have receivers who uncover quickly, you have double jeopardy. So what can you do to fix your offense? You can give them more protection by bringing in better players, coaching them up better, and making sure that Mac Jones has 2.8 seconds to survey, which he didn't have too frequently this past year. So I don't care how much you like the corner. I don't care. You know, you have to go back to the offensive line, or you have to find one of those guys who uncovers quickly. That has to be priority one, because it held the team completely hostage.
So, Tommy, so when you look at last week's games, the AFC Championship game in particular, does that make – and you watch Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes playing an AFC Championship game again, does it make you feel better or worse about the Patriots' chances moving forward?
I look at both of those teams, Christian, and we talked about this a little bit last night on Early Edition, and say, that's nice. I'm still down here at base camp if I'm a Patriots fan, though, and those guys are near the summit. We can't even worry about what's going on up in the clouds where those teams are. The Patriots are among the least disciplined teams in the league in 2022. They were penalty-plagued, situationally stupid, and they could not score touchdowns. So before I'm worrying about, gee, can we keep up with Jamar Chase? Just get on their level or approach their level. Can that happen quickly? I think it can because of O'Brien, because I think Mac Jones is okay to good. But I feel like there's so many things that those teams have that are discouraging for the Patriots. You know, they have fast guys.
Oh, like, man.
Isn't speed an issue? Speed and protection are the biggest issues for me. And I talked about speed back and the need for it for the Patriots. Whether it's been James White or Kevin Falk or Shane Vereen or Danny Woodhead or any assortment of players who've been able to uncover quickly and make yards after the catch because they're elusive and fast. The Patriots have one guy who I can say is really able to do that. And he plays friggin' defense. Marcus Jones. So why they didn't take a guy like Isaiah Pacheco, taken in the seventh round out of Rutgers, who Greg Schiano said was one of the toughest players he's ever seen, I don't know. But the Patriots need a Pacheco, a Gainwell, a Debo to higher price it. Somebody like that who they can have is one of those quick uncovering guys.
Tom Curran, you look down on your phone and you see there's a 212 area code. It comes up R. Goodell. You answer the phone and he says, Tommy, how do I fix my officiating problem in the league? What do you tell him?
No more All-Star crews. No more hand-wringing over Zapruder film replay. Have a clear and definite, if I don't see it on the first two shots with my expedited replay, sorry. I don't care if something shows up later. That Devontae Smith thing was a perfect example. That expedited replay stuff is supposed to be for clear and obvious mistakes made. You and I can certainly differ on clear and obvious. But if they had to go to commercial break after seeing three different replays and his back was shielding it, and you eventually, because of Zapruder film frame-by-frame breakdowns, found that, oh, yeah, the ball actually did kind of squirt out and the ground was involved there. Sorry, that wasn't clear and obvious. You can't do it on every play. You just have to acknowledge there's going to be times where we cannot fix what's broken. You guys might find this interesting, too. If these officials are going to be so scared in high-impact games by the home crowd as to see what we saw with Kansas City the other day, then go ahead, put it in a neutral site.
Well, I mean, listen, part of me likes the fact that during these high-impact games, they don't mind taking a little bit longer time. I don't think anyone watching that game was going to be upset if they just got it right and it cost them an extra 5 minutes.
I would. Because we could do that over and over and over again with so many different plays, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just opens the Pandora's box of, well, if they can replay that, why can't they replay this?
Yeah, but it's the championship game. So that is my point. What like getting it wrong in week three is a little bit different to me than getting it wrong in the middle of January.
But don't you have to have a system that gets it right as close to right as much of the time, all the time, as quickly as possible?
Well, yes, but if that was the case, there would be more personal, like, you know, pass interference plays, you know, with 10 seconds left, and there usually is never a pass interference called when two guys are going up for the ball on some sort of fade route. They'll never call unless the guy pulls him down by his shoulder pads. I mean, that's me, but what do I know? Right? I don't know as much as Tommy.
You know a lot, but
I don't know as like, much as Tom.
When we add more, we look at it as this, it's going to fix everything. It's a panacea. All will be well. And then people are, well, how come that hold wasn't called? That's
right.
Going to be in replay too.
Well, it's funny. And I saw a lot of that online. Like everybody calling out every little ticky-tack little penalty that wasn't called.
And, you know, the other thing too that the NFL, Tommy, I think needs to do is turn their ears off.
Yep.
Like don't look at Twitter on days like, don't look at social media. Don't be overreactionary to the stupid hashtag NFL is rigged and all that kind of stuff. Yet, I don't know if they're capable of doing that. That might be the one thing in this whole sort of reffing discussion we've had the last 5 minutes that the NFL might not be able to do is turn their ears off.
I guess the first answer I should have given is, who is the director of operations for the NFL and who has been in that position for nearly a decade now? Who presided over the idiocy of Deflategate? Who was in charge of the officials from an operational level?
Point.
Troy Vincent. It's Troy Vincent, and he's been a disaster for a decade.
Oh, that guy. You know what? Because
he's never going anywhere. He is locked in. He has. There's something about Troy Vincent.
Yeah, he
that
tried
just
to,
scares me.
Yeah, he tried to work with the league to.
No, I know exactly what he did.
Union like
I
it.
Know exactly.
No,
what
you're
he did.
Right. They're never. Sadly, they're never going to get rid of that guy. Just like we are never going to get rid of our friend Tommy Curran, who you will be able to hear with Jones and Mego on Thursday afternoon. Tommy, thanks for the time, friend. We appreciate it. We'll catch you soon.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, right, guys.
Yep, there you go. Oh, Troy Vincent, just the worst.
There's just so many. You're right, though. He's handpicked.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of those guys that was basically a turncoat, gave away trade secrets because he was trying to play both sides. One side found out about it and said, beat it, and the other side embraced him. I mean, long story short, but whatever.
Nope, it is true, and it's out there. Yeah, that guy's got a hell of a history.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So we know the movie 84 Brady is about to drop. And, well, after yesterday's show, I had a chance to talk to the legend Sally Field, who joined us on the Harbor One hotline. And this 84 Brady movie, I heard Courtney talking about it earlier today. She was like apparently bubble snotting through the whole thing pretty much. And like I saw the photo she put on social media and was like weeping and crying over it. Apparently it is a
tearjerker.
It is. It's it's a very good story. Let's put it that way. And I started with Sally Field saying, how the hell do you end up in a football movie about Tom Brady?
Because who wouldn't want to end up in a football movie with Tom Brady, for goodness sakes? Especially because I am a huge sports fan. I have been wanting to work with my friend Jane Fonda for a long time, but have been unable to find the right script that, you know, sort of blew my skirts up, so to speak. But this one was about friendship, yes, but it's also about the love of this game and this particular player. And I'm a huge sports fan, and I think you underestimate how many older women are out there that are huge, huge sports fans, whether it's football or basketball or baseball or tennis or golf or all of them. And that would be me. So that's why this one completely fit in my mind. And that's why I'm glad and proud to be there. It was an absolute, total, and complete blast.
So what did you know about Tom Brady before meeting him? And then what did you find in meeting this legendary 7-time world championship football player who's known all around the world?
Well, I knew not everything that there was to know, but I knew quite a bit because I have watched him throughout the years. I raised 3 sons, and so the football games were always on. And even when they left, they grew up and went away, or when they would come back for Thanksgiving, for instance, that was the time when we'd always have it on. But even when they weren't there, I was still watching, and I would watch these games. Not all of them, because sometimes I was watching, you know, other teams. And now that L.A. has a few teams, sometimes I was watching those teams. So I was very aware of Tom and his extraordinary achievements and skill. And what was he when I met him? He was lovely. I was the one because we had these four fabulous football players that were coming to work for 2 days on the set at the end of the shoot. And we had all of our motorhomes sort of parked in a kind of caravan circle type, circle the wagon train kind of thing. And so I stood out there and welcomed them as I heard their cars driving up, because I realized if I were entering their arena, if I was stepping on a football field, I'd be having a heart attack. And so I thought, well, you know what? They're stepping on to our arena, and I don't think they're having a heart attack. But I wanted them to know that we were so excited that they were coming. And I, for one, was speaking out for them all and just saying, welcome, and can I get you a cup of coffee? And this is where I am getting this, and this is yours, and over there is Jane. And for me, I loved having that moment. You know, I sort of opted all the rest of the girls and just went in there and claimed the territory.
The legendary Sally Field here with Gresh and Fourier on WEEI. The movie is 80 for Brady. You used quite an analogy when you mentioned about, you know, a football movie and it's Tom Brady and it's a script that blows your skirt up. I thought that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. What was it about this script that blew your skirt up?
Just that, in that it was these four older women, which is actually based on a true story, that fall in love with the game and this player, and it brings them together every weekend to not, you know, complain about their lives or their husbands or any of that. It's just to enjoy this game. And I think that's what sports is. Sports is a very, very important part of what human beings do. It brings people together. Lots of times it makes people too team-oriented, and then they get mad at each other when it should be this sort of rejoicing of what the human spirit is and what the human body can do. These extraordinary artists is what they are. So to me, I loved the fact that it was really centered around football. And yes, it's about friendship, and all of that is there too. And it's also kind of like a superheroes movie. It sort of leaves reality a few times, and it's just fun.
And that's really what it should be. You mentioned about working with Jane Fonda. What was that like? How was the experience everything you had hoped it would be and more?
Well, yeah, because she's been my really, really good and important friend since the early 80s, and been hugely influential in my life, and just a good and supportive friend who's always, always there. And so to be able to spend every day with her day in and day out for, you know, 2 months or whatever it was precious, precious time for me. And I feel that same way about Lily. Rita, I didn't know, but now do. And to have this time with them of laughing and being tired and working things out and dancing. And, you know, it's precious as we all get older here. I know we all feel how precious it is.
Have you been to a Super Bowl that wasn't one that was created on a movie set?
No, I have not, but I sure as heck have watched them. But I have not. And sometimes I've watched them and thought, you know what? I'm just fine just watching it right from here where I am sitting on my couch and I've got my kids and my dog or my, you know, whatever, I'm alone. Because lots of times it just looks like mass chaos. And I think, well, that's probably fun for all of them, but I'm just fine where I am.
And you got to watch the commercials as well, because it does, they stimulate creativity in a lot of different ways.
You're so right. You know, they make this huge, big experience out of that whole day. And it's so much fun. It's so, I don't care if you've never watched a single football game in your whole life. I invite you to now start watching, because this particular Super Bowl is going to be a really good one. You know, let's face it. Those teams are, those two quarterbacks are, you know, pretty darn good.
It is a historic matchup between those two. Sally Field, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. And the rundown for 80 for Brady and talking some football. Thank you. And have fun promoting the hell out of this. And hopefully you loved Gronk as much as we do here in New England.
We all loved Gronk. We literally were going to follow him home, but we didn't.
There's a lot of people who would follow Gronk home, including some of those in the Twitch chat as well. So there you go.
All right.
Who would you have picked to play Christian Fourier in this movie if you were cast?
Well, I mean, I would demand to play myself. This is what I would do. I would say, hey, listen, no one can be me better than me. Come on. What are we doing here? I'm a hard person to recreate. Like, think how many different nationalities you have to add to find this particular shade of brown, right? I mean, this isn't just one for the other. This is like 16 different nationalities all meshed up into one. You're going to have to somehow spray paint this shade of brown, this righteous beige color that I am sporting right now.
Mm.
And she's interesting. I like her. I'm a big fan of her, just like in general.
Right. I'm flashing for the Twitchers. They want hand comparisons.
Oh, they want hands?
So we can keep talking. We can just, you know, take care of them by putting our hands up and stuff like that. That's all. Apparently there's some hand judging that is going on.
That's from like two segments ago.
No, that's okay. Well, the Twitchers are a little behind. They were listening to Sally Field and they loved Gronk.
I feel like I got to go watch this movie now. I really do feel like I have to go watch it. Aren't you a little bit curious? Like, it's going to have – I wasn't before because I was asked, invited to go watch it, and I just said no. I didn't feel like doing it. And then, you know, Curtis watched it. Of course, he loves it. You know, Courtney's watching it, but, you know, she's Miss Pleasant, you know, so she was, you know, crying at the end of it. And I feel like, you know, something bad obviously happens at the end. I've not seen it, haven't talked to anybody, but you're not watching that movie unless one of the 80-year-olds, like, somehow – you know.
What are you predicting, that this thing is going to end with death?
Yeah, I am. Someone dies. I haven't seen it.
Brady's career.
It's Tom Brady's relationship.
Yeah, Tom Brady's relationship. That's what it is. Tommy, you made a movie about these old bags instead of me. F you, I'm leaving.
It's another reason for me not to love you anymore.
Another reason for you to go. I don't need you. I have Jiu-Jitsu Joe.
Jiu-Jitsu Joe, let's go.
And he's like, yes. Where are we going?
Here.
Yes.
Where would you like
where
to
are we
practice?
Going?
Do and I by need... practice, I mean have sex.
Do I need my gi? No, I'll be wearing my gi. Oh, my goodness. Well, we also have to get to a little bit of something here.
All right,
because,
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday, it is going to be frigid cold in New England.
Yeah.
All across our listening area. And, of course, you can listen to us on the Odyssey app as well. It is supposed to be, like, feel like temperatures of, like, anywhere between, depending on where you are, 15 to, like, 50 below.
Yeah.
Like,
well, here in Boston, sunny but cold, temperatures peaking in the 90s.
I know that Curtis was all over it this morning as well, and apparently it is going to be wicked cold on Saturday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that there might only be one person in the audience and one sitting to my left that are worried about Christian's twig and giggleberries this weekend.
No, nobody cares.
And, well, you're going to be riding a bicycle outside, are you not?
Well, I mean, I think I am. I mean, because I'm doing this, what they're calling the, what the hell are they even calling this damn thing? It's the Pan Mass Challenge at Fenway.
Uh-huh.
It's called the winter cycle Pan Mass. The Pan Mass Challenge winter cycle. So instead, obviously, Pan Mass Challenge, obviously during the summer or the beginning of the summer, you know, and this one is inside at Fenway Park.
Okay.
And if you look at the website, when you pull it up, it literally looks like you're just, you know, riding a bike, you know, outside overlooking the field.
Okay.
So you're doing the whole, like, you know, those spin classes where they got the funky music and they got the DJ and they're like, wooga, wooga, wooga. You know, they're doing
all this
stuff.
I'll tell you what, if there's one thing I'm an expert in, it's spin class.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I used to do it. My wife talked me into this. She's like, ah, you know what? She's part of this.
Yeah, well, no, it's the culprit is out.
Yep, I'm blaming it all on her.
All right.
And so she's like a board member of like the Friends of Dana Farber, you know. So she's like, oh, they have this whole thing.
She does good things.
She does, and you know, she's like, oh, I'll do it. You know, I'll join in. It'll be a group thing. And sure as hell, I'm like, wait a second, are they even going to do this thing? Because you look at the website and everything looks like it's outside. Everything, the bikes are outside, the girls are outside, they're doing it outside. I'm like, it's going to be one of the coldest days in the last 5 years. Are we really going to do this?
Well, significant shrinkage.
I was just going to say, sitting on that tiny bicycle seat won't be a problem in that cold.
I just don't know. Yeah, so when I saw this, I was like, what would you even wear? So you got to go out there in a full-fledged coat, scarf, hat, extra socks, double-plying underwear,
yeah.
You know, dry suit, gloves. Like maybe the face thing you see, goggles that the skiers wear when it's real windy outside.
It's gonna look like an NBA player, full leggings
man.
On.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what my weekend. Yeah, Pan Mass Challenge Winter Cycle 2023.
So how far are you riding?
No
Do
idea.
You even know?
Zero clue.
So you have been signed up for this. So you've been signed up for this, and you really don't know the particulars other than
absolutely zero.
You might be riding a small seated bicycle outside in freezing temperatures.
Well, see, that's the first thing, right? If they had one of those old school, like, you know, old people bikes with the three wheels and the basket and, like, the really big fat chair, well, this is what I'll be riding to.
I was going to say, what are you going to – this is what you're going to be riding to?
You got to, like, ride – You gotta keep beat. Like, it's like you gotta ride to the music. You gotta hit every, and then they go one hand, two hand. They do all this whole like erotic like maneuvers on
erotic?
The bike.
Erotic?
Yes.
Is there air humping?
It is a lot of air humping. Yes. I know any guy, any person who's taken one of these classes, they know what I'm talking about. A lot of that. It's a lot of like, you know, go up, go down, go up, go down, go up, go down.
See?
Can you feel the burn?
Well. Ladies, I mean,
look at, oh God!
Oh, I turn. Yeah.
This
coupe
is
had that covered up.
It's cult-like.
Yeah, but that's Peloton, isn't it?
No. They're all the same. They all do the same thing. You're not just riding the bike. They kind of direct you and tell you what to do.
Hey, listen, that
and
girl.
Can you imagine this?
That Peloton girl got a job on College Game Day. Maybe this is where you need
Did
to go
she
back.
Really?
To. It's awful, and she stinks. Oh, man. I'm perky and ride bikes, so here I'm going to talk to this college football coach. Get the hell out of here.
You can do it, college football player whose name I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the same type of encouragement that I did for all my riders on Peloton.
Man.
Come on, dig.
You know, hey, lady, the game doesn't start until tomorrow.
Oh, my bad. I still want to motivate you with cool stories about my life.
All right, so let's go around the room,
right.
Meaning the crew, because we're leaving you out of this. Billy, is it a better chance that Fourier ends up half frozen or in traction after this event on Saturday?
Absolutely frozen, completely miserable on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe, like, traction would be my first guess.
Chicken Nick, what do you got?
I was going to go frozen and sick on Monday.
Ooh, that'd be bad for me.
I will be walking in with a limp. Absolutely.
Because of the...
He needs surgery on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going full-blown traction. His back is going to lock up.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever done.
He's going to be
walking... How quick does he tap out?
Oh, you know what?
I can't tap out. That's the problem. I got to stay on the bike. I can't be the one guy that jumps off the bike.
The fact sheet says it's 5 45-minute rides.
What?
The PMC Winter Cycle.
No, it isn't. No,
the PMC Winter Cycle is comprised of 5 45-minute rides led by popular local spin instructors.
I thought it was like one. What?
This is a terrible idea. This is. Like, I'm all about raising money.
How
you know
did you
that.
Get wrangled into
I have
this?
No idea.
I don't know why I answer
attraction. I mean, obviously, I don't get it. It's like, but it feels like one of those things. Like, once you start, you don't want to stop. Like, imagine having to go 45 minutes and they tell you to stop and it's freezing outside and they expect you to get back on the bike for another 45-minute run.
That's when he'll tighten up like crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you do it for 45 minutes, they toss you a juice box, then you jump back on and do it for another 45 minutes.
And listen, this is all for a great cause. This has nothing to do with the event or anything like that. This is more about how miserable Christian's going to be on Monday or how the text string on Saturday night will show him in, like, a photo taken by his wife where he's face down with ice on his back and all that.
Texting us because Chris will be in the hospital.
It starts at 9:30 in the morning.
On a Saturday morning?
A Saturday freaking morning.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What is this? How do I get out of this?
So somebody said that on the text to 37937, we have a 30-hour running event in Westwood that starts at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
It's called...
I'm driving down from Maine and hope to hit 120 miles on the trail. Good Lord.
It's not... Oh, wait. I got another guy who said he signed up. Oh, he said he just signed up for a spin class.
Okay, oh, dude.
Like, I'll do the spin class.
Twitch chat all over you. You should wear your pads on second thought. It's a terrible idea.
Stupid. I mean, it's the raising of the money is a great idea, but me doing this is stupid. I'm stupid. Look, I said it out loud. I'm dumb. I'm an idiot. What I am like, I don't know. What am I really going to get out of this? What's my real goal, Gresh? You want to know what my real end game is?
What's that? Just to make your wife happy?
Well, listen, it's like a, hey, you know what? I got you flowers. You know what? Hey, let's take you out to dinner. Like, I'll take you to a play. You know what comes after that? Chicka Bow Wow time. That's what you usually get in the end.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be walking in with your frozen, wah-wah.
Everything's going to tuck up into itself.
Oh, there's no question. It's going to take you 2 days to find it again. It's going to be so cold.
About shrinkage.
No, they don't.
I got to rethink some things.
I'm not assume kidding. That they're going to be like, really? There's going to have to be like sideline heating fans on each side of wherever you guys are.
Look, it looks like it's all outside. It's like all you have is a roof over your head. All you have is a roof.
You've been on the sidelines, obviously, with the heating, gigantic heating fans.
No, I melted my cleats one time. I was so frozen out there. Wow, this is really concerning.
I figured that we would talk about this. It'd be a little bit of fun. I am now thoroughly looking forward to this on Saturday morning and getting an update. This will be fantastic.
Hey, listen, it's for a good cause.
Oh, now, okay. You know what? Look at Coop breaking balls just on Twitch. Oh, he's got Gold Bond medicated powder pulled up as well. Oh, that ain't going to help you, brother.
Yeah,
you know what you need? You know them hand warmer gimmick deals? That you could, like, the hand warmer things you could put in your gloves? You need a couple of those in your nether region. As the great Gorilla Monsoon would say, Billy, in the solar plexus area. You need to heat your ding ding after you ride the thing.
I'm legit nervous about this now.
Oh, like, this is fantastic.
Really not something
I'm good so
at.
Glad we covered this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.